Hey, welcome back to the Stronger Way to Eat, Move, and Live. Here we talk all things food freedom, fitness, and life transformation. It is your host, Alicia, and I am so happy to be here with you on this wet, dreary, rainy Monday here in Oregon. If you are listening to this in real time, we just had the Super Bowl yesterday. Now, I don't think I caught any other pro football games this entire year. In fact, I didn't even really know who was going to the Super Bowl until a couple days before the Super Bowl. But it was exciting to see the Bengals, which I had heard only won 6 games in the last 2 years, make it to the Super Bowl, and seriously almost win the Super Bowl. They only ended up losing by 3 points in the last few minutes. And I think that there are just so many valuable lessons that we can learn from those underdog stories or those situations, right? So if you're not a big football person, I would just encourage you to even think about, as you're seeing these sports and things like that, what can you take away from that? What can you learn about persistence, about endurance, about continuing to go, even when the circumstances don't really look like they're getting you anywhere near where you want to be? In fact, that kind of leads so beautifully into what I wanted to talk to you about today. So we are going to wrap up. Over the past few weeks, we've been doing 5 diet mindsets or mentalities, really, ways that we are approaching food and exercise that kind of keep us looped in that diet mentality, that diet cycle. I've shared this story numerous times before. In fact, I probably have even shared it in the last few weeks, but I will briefly share with you kind of this diamond moment or this aha moment that I had a couple years ago. So I'm standing in my kitchen. I think I was either in a swimsuit or a sports top and some shorts, and I am taking some before pictures again. I'm taking some progress pictures, and I am feeling absolutely discouraged and defeated. Here I am. I've got my degree in exercise science and nutrition, have been studying this stuff, working out for over a decade, and here I am starting over again. I felt like such a failure. I felt like, oh my gosh, why am I starting over? Why is this so hard? Why does it feel like living this healthy lifestyle is just so much harder than living, you know, an unhealthy lifestyle? And I will never forget the moment that I swear I heard that still small voice. And in my belief, it was the Holy Spirit speaking to me and telling me, Alicia, it's because you have been dieting this whole time and calling it a healthy lifestyle. That literally stopped me in my tracks and really was that moment for me to kind of pause and reflect and dive into the diet industry. What is diet culture? Learning about the non-diet or really the anti-diet movement. And it was just so eye-opening. Now, I think it's important to realize and for me to state that I think you can do the same things, right? We can exercise, we can move our body, we can be mindful and conscientious of what we're eating. And we can do that from this place of dieting, from that place of feeling deprived and restricted, or really from this place of wanting to take care of ourselves, wanting to nourish our bodies. So what the big change for me really was in distinguishing was the way that I was approaching it. What was the intention behind it? What were the motives, right? Those heart motives that were driving my behaviors and my decisions around food and exercise pre, so when I was still dieting, but yet thinking it was this healthy lifestyle, to where I am now, where it really does feel like I'm just living a healthy lifestyle. It ebbs and flows with different seasons of life, but I never feel like I'm having to start over again. I never feel like I'm having to take those progress pictures and, you know, really buckle down for the next 3 or 6 weeks to just go back to eating the way that I was, right? So it's not that start-stop. It's not that, swaying so heavily from one extreme to the next. So the last 2 mindsets that I want to talk to you about, and this is really, I guess this is a mindset, but it's focusing on the outcomes or the results way more than you're focusing on the day-to-day actions and the behaviors. So this is really the mindset of not celebrating your daily effort, right? We're putting so much focus, so much emphasis on the results that we are or aren't creating that oftentimes we forget all of the things that we're doing, all the ways that we are winning just by showing up. So some common symptoms for this, it's obsession with getting the results, right? So this is where I have seen this time and time again with clients. This is stuff that I used to really struggle with as well. It's like they would exercise or they're exercising on a regular basis. They're being pretty mindful of what they're eating. They're listening to their body's cues. You know, they're not overeating. They're not indulging in a bunch of junk or, you know, sweets and treats and things like that. So they feel like they're doing the quote unquote, all of those right things, right? They're doing it perfectly, which that's obviously a whole nother mindset to approach and to talk about. And we did do that a couple episodes ago in the All or Nothing. So make sure that you go back and check that out if you haven't. Anyway, these clients feel like they're doing all of the things. They're doing all the right things. And yet they go to get on the scale and the number hasn't budged. Or in a worst case scenario, maybe the number has even gone up. So then all of a sudden, all of that work, all of the things that they had been doing on a regular basis suddenly seem like they don't count anymore. So we really want to just be mindful of that. Is that you? Do you feel like you're doing all of the right things and you're feeling good about yourself? You're feeling good in your body. And then maybe somebody says something to you. Maybe they make a comment about your body. Maybe you jump on the scale and you don't see the number. It's not where you thought it would be. It's not where you wanted it to be. And then all of a sudden it feels like you're back to square one. It feels like all of the stuff you have been doing suddenly doesn't count. Oftentimes this can lead to maybe feeling anxious, maybe you're feeling stressed, you're worried, or just that extreme feeling of being a failure, right? That is totally what I was feeling that moment in the kitchen. So with this behaviors or with the outcomes, focusing on the outcomes and the results over the behaviors, this really can cause kind of that all or nothing, right? It just can cause that extreme and that obsession. Now, one thing I want to offer is that healthy habits and behaviors are basically clean when it comes to getting results that last over the long term, right? When we're focusing only on the results that we're getting moment by moment or day by day, this is, or oftentimes can be, a recipe for disaster, for disappointment, and a whole lot of discouragement. One question you want to ask yourself is, can you do what you're doing every day for the rest of your life? This is, again, something that I see so many of my clients get stuck in, is that they want to start these extreme workout programs or these extreme meal plans or diets, and they oftentimes do it long enough to get to where they wanted to go, to get to the result that they wanted. But then as soon as they get there, as soon as maybe their body looks the way that they want it to look, or they see the number on the scale, they revert back to the way that they were eating and exercising or not exercising as before. So you really want to ask yourself, is what you're doing right now something that you could do every single day for the rest of your life? To me, that really is kind of the definition of a healthy lifestyle. If not, this is probably not the right fit for you, right? If you're having to endure extreme behaviors to get the results that you're after, then you're really only setting yourself up to fail again and again and again, because there's only so long that you can maintain that same kind of pressure, right? Or that high level of expectation, that high level of extreme dieting or exercising. And this really is basically how diets work. They are extreme. And for most people, they cannot uphold those rules, those food rules, indefinitely. And, you know, I want to kind of point out that when I am using the word diet here in this particular instance, I'm talking about diet as a verb, as something that you go on, something that you do, which oftentimes ends up in maybe that short-term weight loss. But then we usually end up rebounding and gaining back even more weight. So what ends up happening with this diet mentality, where we end up focusing on the results and not necessarily celebrating those daily wins, is we end up putting ourselves on those super restricted meal plans, the extreme workouts, for maybe a few weeks or months before we just can't take that pressure anymore. And then we feel like we're just starting over. So one thing that I want you to kind of keep in mind is that you can't necessarily always control the outcomes or maybe even the timeline, no matter how closely you follow a workout program or a specific eating protocol. I remember thinking that I should absolutely 100% be able to control my body all of the time. If I set a goal to lose 2 pounds this week, I should definitely be able to do it no matter what. And the reality is that there's always going to be some level or some degree of our lives, of our goals, that's kind of outside of our control. And we have to really learn how to manage the tension between setting our focus and setting a goal and focusing on what we can control, and then kind of releasing and unattaching from the outcomes, from the results, and from it looking the way that we thought that it would look or show up in that specific timeline that we set for ourselves, right? So what are the things that you can control? You can control your effort. You can control your consistency, right? You can control what you're eating, how much you're eating, how often you're eating, the sleep that you're getting. There are so many factors and so many things that are 100% within your power and your control. But when we sit there and we hyper-focus on trying to control the result in a specific time frame or for the path and the journey to look a certain way, that is oftentimes when we end up stressing ourselves out. So shifting your focus from the things that you can't always control or can't control 100% to the things that you can control will allow you to really relax around food and exercise a bit more. This is when you're going to start to feel maybe a little bit more freedom, a little bit more satisfaction, no matter really what the end result is, because you can rest your head on your pillow at night knowing that you showed up and you did the best that you could in that specific moment. Right? So think about the energy of that. If we're sitting here and we're hyper-focused on controlling the results, controlling the outcomes, that is oftentimes just going to lead to more pressure, more stress, more anxiety. Whereas if we shift that focus away from having to focus so heavily on the result, and instead we're just focusing on what's within my control, what can I control today? What do I have the power to affect here and now with my thoughts, with my feelings, with my actions? And then we're shifting our energy to focus on those things. That is going to create a lot of freedom and a lot of unattachment to the results looking a certain way or showing up on time. So one thing here is you're going to really want to exercise some self-awareness, right? So first of all, we have to kind of realize and be able to see when we are hyper-focusing on the results and kind of the gap between where we are now and where we want to be, versus when we are focusing on those things that are 100% within our control. You want to maybe get curious. So maybe you are doing the things and you're not necessarily seeing the results that you're wanting. Get curious, really kind of explore, like, what's going on? Do that evaluation. Maybe what's working, what's not working. What do you want to try different? What do you want to kind of shift around? Notice your current habits, routines, and rituals. For example, are you coming home after work and kind of kicking your feet up with a bag of chips? Or after getting the kids to bed, do you like to cozy up with that bowl of ice cream? For me, it was cereal. I would put the kids to bed and I would turn on Bravo TV and eat a giant bowl of cereal. To me, that was my way of kind of relaxing, de-stressing after a long day, after kind of being on all the time. But really and truly, it was like that particular habit was only providing like a temporary relief. It wasn't actually providing long-term relief. And it definitely wasn't a solution that was getting me in the direction that I wanted to go long-term in my life. But also, it wasn't something that I was doing intentionally. It was truly a habit. And so it wasn't even something that I was thinking about or making the conscious decision for. I was just going for it. So you want to start to notice the different patterns and the habits that you have in your life, right? Are those things that you've decided to intentionally make a habit or a pattern, or are they things that you've just kind of accidentally fallen into? How can you create some new habits that are going to actually help you reach your goals? So some things to consider: start small. Choose the easiest habit first, or that easiest thing to change first, right? We want it to feel so easy that it almost seems crazy, right? Oftentimes we're thinking, okay, I have to move the biggest boulder, or I have to do all of the things at once. But oftentimes that's not going to be effective because it's not something that we can sustain long term. So when you're looking at all of these habits, all of these things that you're wanting to change, all of these behaviors that maybe you're wanting to implement or you're wanting to swap out in order to really help you kind of move towards the results that you're wanting or those goals that you have for yourself, whether it's a fitness goal, maybe relationship goals, goals that you have for yourself in your business, whatever that looks like for you, what are all of the habits or the behaviors that you could potentially swap out or adopt that would move you closer to that? What are all the things that you're maybe currently doing that are supporting you in those goals and in those results? And then what are the things that need to be swapped out? Now, one thing that you can do is you can ask yourself, on a scale of 1 to 10, how confident do I feel that I could make this change, right? So that is a super powerful question when it comes to looking at different habits or behaviors that you're wanting to focus on adding in, is how confident do I feel like I could carry this out, you know, for the long term, for now, whatever that number is. You want to ask yourself, okay, well, why is that? You know, what would make it a 7 or a 9 or a 10, right? And that's going to really show you. So let's say your number is a 5. Great. That, you know, you're 5 higher than a 0. So that's awesome. And you could even ask yourself, why is it not a lower number? But then also you want to see, okay, so if I'm at a 5 now, if I'm, you know, I'm a level 5 that I could make this habit change for the long term, what would it take to make that a 10? And then that's going to show you kind of what your brain is thinking needs to happen or needs to be in place in order for you to be consistent with that habit change. What are your triggers? So what are the things that kind of trigger those habits? Like I said, if I'm talking about the cereal and the Bravo for myself back in the day, what was the trigger for me that kind of sparked that habit to kick off? And like I said, it was me putting the kids to bed. I felt like, okay, I can finally kind of be off mom duty. This is my time to just kind of relax. It was putting the kids to bed was kind of that trigger. So when you're looking at habits and behaviors that you want to change, what are your specific triggers leading up to the habits that you no longer want to keep in place? You don't have to necessarily change the cue or the trigger. You're just going to want to practice changing the routine, changing the action that you're taking, that habit itself. And then here's where we get into kind of habit swapping. So once you recognize, okay, when I put my kids to bed, I feel the urge to go get ice cream and turn on the TV, or to, in my case, it was get cereal and go turn on the TV. What habit do I want to replace that one with? Right. And so for me, maybe it was I want to spend a few minutes journaling, or maybe I want to spend a few minutes talking and checking in with my husband, or I want to spend a few minutes reading instead. Now, if I still wanted to get the cereal, if I still wanted to turn the TV on, that is still a choice that is 100% available to me. But at least now I'm making that decision from a mindful and intentional place. Right. I'm not just falling into that specific habit. And then the last thing, and this is definitely not the least, but you want to make sure that you are staying in touch with your goals, but also your specific core values. What are the things that are ultimately most important to you? What activities, so what behaviors do you think would bring you closer to that dream version of yourself? So make sure that you are spending some time getting really clear on what is motivating you in the first place with these specific goals, with these results. What is motivating you to want to change some habits, right? Staying in touch with that is going to be super powerful in helping you stay focused on creating the new habits, but also on just staying consistent and tracking with those goals and with those results when you feel tired, when you want to give up, when you're not feeling motivated. So that is really kind of what I have for you. I have a little bit of homework. I think we're going to actually wait and do the last one next week. I was going to do both of them, but I like to keep these episodes a little bit shorter. So some homework for you to kind of consider. Take a look at some of your current habits, behaviors, or thoughts around food, exercise, and your body. I want you to do kind of this mental decluttering, if you will. So when I go through these different areas of our house, I pull everything out of like the dresser or the closet, and I like to put them into different piles. So what's the keep pile? What's the giveaway pile? What's the trash pile? So for this one, though, I want you to kind of think about that. So you're going to pull all of these thoughts out, right? What are all the thoughts, the feelings, and the actions that you have around food, exercise, and your body? You can get just a piece of paper and kind of journal all of those things down. And then I want you to decide on purpose. What is actually working for you? What are the things, you know, what are the actions or the habits that you want to keep? What are the thoughts that you have about food or exercise or your body that you want to keep around? And what are the emotions, right? So it might be committed, it might be determined, it might be dedicated or focused, but maybe you want to get rid of anxiety or fear or stress, right? And then, so once we figure out what you want to keep, great, let's kind of set those mentally off to the side. Then we're going to focus on what do we want to get rid of? What is no longer serving us? A lot of times we're kind of operating around food or exercise or our time management, money, basically any and every area of our life, we're operating from this place of subconsciousness, right? It's like just that automatic behavior, and we don't really know where these thoughts came from or these beliefs came from, but we kind of end up operating from that. And I've heard that your subconscious can drive up to 95% of your life's results. So when you look at your life right now, there is a good chance that about 95% of your life is driven by your subconscious. So we want to make sure that whatever decisions our subconscious is driving us to are things that it's taking us in a direction that we want to actually be going. And so that's where we want to pull all of this stuff out and really look at it. Decide, what do you want to keep and what do you want to get rid of? Another thing you can do is just focus on swapping out one habit or one behavior at a time that's maybe not adding value to your life. It's not really getting you closer to your goals or to the results that you want. It's not helping you show up in your life the way that you want to be. So that is what I have for you this week. I hope that that was helpful for you and really just giving you that perspective of, are you the person that is hyper-focused on the result, right? You can do the action, you can do all of the things, but if you don't see the result right away, then you get frustrated, you start to worry, you feel like, oh man, I have to kick it up, I have to start doing more. We want to shift that away, you know, shift that focus away from the results and not being so attached to the result, to then focusing instead your time and your energy, mentally, emotionally, physically, on those things that are within your control. So the habits, the behaviors that you're doing, right? And we just kind of release some of that attachment to the outcome. That is going to allow you to stay so much more present, so much more engaged. And you're going to find that it's going to be so much easier to stay consistent with those daily habits that you are wanting to continue to implement, to allow you to really start to move the needle in your life so that you can show up and be who you were created to be and do the work that you are here to do. So I hope this was helpful for you. I know for myself, that was a huge shift, was taking the pressure off of, you know, having to hit a certain weight and really just focusing on those day-to-day habits and behaviors was huge and definitely took a lot of the pressure, a lot of the stress, and a lot of the anxiety off of me. Hope you have a great rest of your week. Thank you so much for choosing to spend your time with me today. I hope that this was helpful for you. If it was, please consider leaving a review and sharing this episode with somebody else in your life that you think would benefit from this. And if you are thinking to yourself, man, this was so good, but I feel like it's only scratching the surface, and you are wanting to take what you're learning here on the podcast deeper, you know for yourself that you have been dieting, food has always been kind of the stressor, exercise is something that you are doing, but it really feels more like a chore most days. If you're wanting to get off of that diet hamster wheel and really and truly create a healthy and fit lifestyle that fits into the rest of your life, then I can help you do that. So please reach out, Alicia@AliciaCarlson.com, or come find me on Instagram @AliciaCarlson_. Shoot me a message. Let's talk about making that a reality for you, that food can feel easy, exercise can feel doable and like something that just folds into the rest of your life so that you can really show up and be who you want to be in the world. I'll talk to you again next week. Thanks again. Bye.